This is GQDN for Friday, November 21st, 2025. We're brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off your purchase and go get Quest worthy. It's good stuff. It is really good stuff. Yeah, strawberry. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a nice little tribute at the end of the show. We do. Who else got snubbed at the Game Awards? And Nan Kong is celebrating the Xbox 360 birthday for a price. But we begin today with Wowhead because the midnight pre-launch event is now delayed until early December. Here's the blue post. Quote, update. Due to new unforeseen issues, we're forced to delay today's test. We will reschedule the test for early December. This Friday, November 21st, please join members of the World of Warcraft development team in the Twilight Highlands on midnight pre-launch event. Realm to playtest upcoming midnight pre-launch event, where we'll learn more about Twilight's Blade with the help of Magister Umbrick and Grandmaster Ramoth. The experience will begin with the quest, The Cult Within. In Stormwind, if you're an Alliance or Orgrimmar, if you're Horde, you'll eventually lead all players to the Twilight Highlands in the Eastern Kingdoms. The event in the Twilight Highlands has a rapid cadence and should appear in the event tracker, which you can view by opening your map and clicking on the events tabs that appears when the map is minimized. Default hotkey M. Now that was supposed to be today, but now it is delayed. But I wonder how many of these will be delayed. Oh, I know I missed it yesterday because it wasn't really announced that loudly. The Xbox Partner Preview, November 2025, was done via the Xbox Wire and IGN. So, first one was 007 First Light. Okay, yeah, it's 007. We already know that one, don't we? Then Artemis showed up. There's a third-person roguelike shooter from Counterplay Games, and the trailer that was shown showed the event of the Vanishing. Artemis will launch next year, and it will be available for day one on Xbox Game Pass, of course. Then Clover Pit also showed up too. So if you like to gamble, you could gamble for your life. Another roguelike, yes it is, and that's where every spin contributes to your survival. So that will be coming through the DLC, because it will have one. And it is out today, or yesterday, on all the Xbox stuff. Crowsworn showed up next, and this is an action platformer, which had some big moves to it. So there you get to go through some hordes of monsters and all that stuff. Then came Dave the Diver. Yep, they showed up on Xbox, and they're bringing the In the Jungle DLC with it. Yeah, he arrived there yesterday on all the Xbox platforms. Where, yeah, you'll be running a restaurant and doing some deep sea diving. So that is available today, but In the Jungle will arrive early 2026. Now, they did show some gameplay about In the Jungle, and yeah, it does look like Dave the Diver. It does. Echo Generation 2 had a reveal trailer, and that comes from the developer Coco Crumber, and he unveiled a sequel to the adventure Echo Generation. This is going to be a bit spooky and supernatural stuff. And this is a turn-based combat against some horrors and raging robots. Echo Generation 2 is coming soon. Usually when they say that, it's quarter one or quarter two next year, because we're in quarter four this year. And that'll be on the Xbox Game Pass. Erosion was next. And if you want to play as a cowboy, this may be the one for you. So there, it's your choice to save people or not to. So that can happen. But when you die, and you will, you show up 10 years later and you get to see some of the characters that gotten older along with other things. And then we got to see Hitman World of Assassination because Eminem, yeah, him, the Slim Shady showed up, and it's Eminem versus Slim Shady, and that you can play for free if you got the game December 1st. Eminem is in Hitman. Then the Mound showed up right outside my door.
Yeah.
It's the Omen of Cthulhu. And there you get to be explorers that ventures deep into the land and be a nice little horror game that was a part of the trailer for the Mound, Omen Cthulhu. And there you show up on a coastline shrouded with dangerous jungles and supernatural forces. This game will show up in summer 2026 on the consoles only. And then they showed something a little bit interesting. Raji Kaliyuga had some gameplay to it, and this is a sequel to Raji, an Ancient Epic. This game is set in India, and it's 6 years after the original game, because now you have to try and stop a war that's coming. Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. Reanimal. I believe we talked about this one before. That one showed up next, so we kind of know what this one is. Oh, little nightmares, what did you do? This is a co-op horror game where you play as a brother and sister, and you're on a mission to rescue some friends and escape the home, which right now is shrouded in horrors. Reanimal launches February 26th, and it will be on Xbox Series X and S, Xbox on PC, and the Xbox Cloud. Then, if you wanted to do some research, roadside research showed up, and that's where you're an alien, and you're working to undercover a stuffer at a rural gas station. It's a comedic co-op simulator, so if you want to try that, you can. This game will be coming out quarter one next year. And then we got to see some gameplay for the Tides of Annihilation, and this was very interesting. We'll talk about the art style about this one on the weekly show tomorrow, but right now there is no release date for this one, so it is still in development. And in this one, they showed a boss fight, and that was Total Chaos. Oh wait, Total Chaos was next. Yeah, I did that to you. So, this comes from the creator of Turbo Overkill. It is a first-person survival horror game. It has some mysteries to solve as monsters to avoid, kill, and scream at. Yep, it's a scary game. Then Vampire Survivors showed up with a new game called Vampire Crawlers. This is going to be using your cards, so if you like some deck-building, roguelike, dungeon crawler type of game, or even just a deck building game, you might want to look at this. No release date yet, but it's coming. Then maybe, if not that, you want to show up on a battlefield as a rabbit. Zoopunk came up last, and it showed some battle type stuff, mechanics, you know, mechanics is that. And that, we'll talk about that on the weekly show too. As you know, that's going to be in the weekly show. Maybe this will too. We know the Game Awards is coming in about 20 days, right? 20 days, something like that. Maybe less than that. I don't count very well. But GameSpot did spot some snubs. There are some more snubs, and not just air readers. They had quite a few, such as The 100 Line Last Defense Academy. That could have been nominated for the Best Game Direction, Best Score in Music, and Best Narrative. South of Midnight. It did receive the Innovation Accessibility in Games for Impact, but that could have been a part of Best Score in Music, Best Audio Design. This is according to GameSpot.com. Silent Hill F, two nominations, Best Narrative and Best Audio Design. Should have been nominated for Game of the Year, Best Game Direction, and Best Art Direction. Dispatch. Best debut indie game, but they could have been nominated for best narrative. Dun, 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 dun. Indiana Jones and the Great Circle. Nominated for best action adventure game, but could have been nominated for game of the year and best performance. Deltarune. No nominations. Could have been nominated for best score and music. Blueprints. Their two nominations were best independent game and best debut indie title. And it could have been nominated for game of the year and best game direction. Promised Mascot Agency, no nominations. Could have been nominated for Best Independent Game. Skin Deep, no nominations. Could have been nominated for Best Game Direction, Best Score in Music, Best Independent Game, Best Action Adventure Game. Wheel World, no nominations. Could have been nominated for Best Sports Racing Game. Spooky Express, no nominations. Could have been nominated for Best Mobile Game. Split Fiction, nominated for Best Game Direction, Best Action Adventure Game, Best Family Game, Best Multiplayer Game, but was not nominated for Game of the Year. Keeper, no nominations, but should have been nominated for Best Art Direction and Best Score in Music. There were some snubs. There usually are. But now a big game's getting delisted. Not because it's going away. Well, or not popular enough, because this one is Transformers Battlegrounds, and it's going off of the PlayStation Store via PlayStationLifestyle.net. And the reason is it has an expiring license agreement. It will be pulled from all the online storefronts, including the PlayStation Store. The game is still playable on PlayStation 5, and most likely on all other gaming platforms. But license agreements are going down. Okay, so now we go to Fortnite. We gotta change things up a little bit, because according to IGN, the first players saw a glimpse on things that they haven't seen before, and they're nipples, and they're from Homer Simpson. And yes, there's a Fortnite model which does feature a giant size version of Homer just wearing his underpants. And yes, they're showing his nipples. And that's because the game did refuse to depict any kinds of those things previously. And it was not publicly stated that the Fortnite developer Epic Games would mandate the Battle Royale that should be nippleless. But the rule was first discussed amongst all the fans back in 2019 when the game's Travis Scott concert and his in-game skin that's purchasable did show the rapper with a nipple-free chest. So that's going to be on the Fortnite BR on Reddit, and you see all that, because those weren't the only ones. God of War Kratos, Avatar The Last Airbender Aang, John Cena, Dragon Ball Z's Goku, and many of the Marvel superheroes like Drax and the Hulk, nipple-less. IGN was trying to reach out to Epic Games about this, and they did not say anything yet. And the players were still talking about it. In fact, under the Fortnite BR, posted by 1234PPT 6 years ago, it said, quote, "What happened to his nipples?" End quote. I had to throw that in there. Now we get to some hardware that's coming to Xbox. NanCon, according to Pure Xbox, is kicking off the Xbox birthday celebrations with a 360-inspired controller for $200. Mandy is... This controller will be out February 16th next year. And you would probably want to play some Arc Raiders or some Tarkov. But PC Games N did say that PUBG Black Budget is going to be coming out soon too. And this is going to be an extraction spinoff of PUBG. So now, Escape from Tarkov and Arc Raiders have another game to worry about. We'll see how this one does when it does come out, but there is no apparent release date for it. But the alpha playtests will be up Friday, December 12th and Sunday, December 14th. And the second playtest will run between Friday, December 19th and Sunday, December 21st. But if you don't want to wait that long, according to GameSpot.com, you can get Dune Awakening right now. It's on a free trial. And if you want it 25% off, it's on sale right now, too, until December 1st. So if you want to do that, go do it. We end today with something that is pretty cool. According to PureXbox.com, a YouTuber did share how Xbox 360 did help them, quote, process grief and find peace again, end quote. Now, the YouTuber is called My Retro Life, and on there they do see a lot of old school home video footage with video games and other stuff. The guy who runs it is named Tyler, and his dad did capture a lot of the footage back in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. And his video of the original Xbox did attract a lot of attention. So to celebrate Xbox's 360's 20th anniversary this Saturday, Tyler shared a new video about how Xbox 360 helped him, quote, process grief and find peace again, end quote. That's when his dad did pass away, during the console generation. And that does dive deep into some classic games like Mass Effect, Left 4 Dead, and Rock Band. Here's what he said, quote, "In this episode of My Retro Life, I look back at the Xbox 360 games that helped me process grief and find peace again. from Mass Effect's emotional story to the simple joy of Rock Band nights with friends, these are the games that carried me through one of the hardest chapters of my life, end quote. Indeed, a very good story. Well done. Well done. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/dawnforge. We'll be there for the weekly show. Game Awards, Xbox reveal, World of Warcraft, all of it. Indeed. Tomorrow night, 6 p.m. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. See you tomorrow night. So until then, go play some video games, people.